yo, man, what's up?
Marco Polo. Slow goons. Yeah. You know, sometimes life throws punches, man. And we may not always duck those punches. So when it hits you, that's when you're supposed to fight the hardest. You know, tough times never last though. Tough people do. And yo, they say that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but how I'm supposed to feel right when I'm stuck in the jungle? Yeah, I heard you looking for me. I was looking for trouble. No job is hiring, so I guess it's back to the hustle, back to the struggle. Hit the block, juggling bundles. See, I had to make a move because my stomach would
rumble. What up? Happy hump day. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Man.
It's not wet today.
You say what?
It's not wet today.
It's not what? It's never good.
It's not wet today. It's a beautiful Wednesday.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? How's everything going? Hope everybody all is well. I don't know about you, but today was a pretty fast moving day. Like it flew by. I don't know what's going on. Did you have a long day today?
No, I did not have a long day. It always goes by quick. Cause I'm always doing a million things.
So. On Wednesday?
Every day.
Really? They all blur together. I don't even know anymore. Somebody asked me, hey, you going there on Thursday or tomorrow? I was like, maybe Thursday. They were like, tomorrow. Like, I don't know. It's all meshing together. But anyways, we're going to get right into it. So I appreciate all you guys tuning in, man. We're going to have a very, very special guest. Actually, two guests coming on, man. We're going to have Young Chop and Young Rue, man. So shout outs to them doing what they do. Young Chop, you know, I don't know if you knew, but I coached him.
Well, shout out to you for doing that. And I always, you know, try to up you up. It's always a beautiful thing to see people out here being mentors and positive influence on all these the youth out here. So I always admire that you're doing that.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a lot of shows out there, but they don't get an opportunity to show, you know, a man mentoring his son, trying to bring him up through the ranks and trying to elevate him.
Yeah.
Right. So we want to do more promotion of that. You know, not only me, I hope somebody's inspired to do the same thing. So it's something that we're trying to kick off a little bit, but you know, that's the vibes that we're bringing. So they'll be on around 7:30 ish, I think 7:30, 7:40.
Okay.
They're actually at practice. Shout out Jawan. I ain't making it today, bro. So, and the rest of the PME, what up PME, but I ain't out there today, maybe tomorrow. But anyway, let's get right into it, man. So, I just found out the mask requirements are changing a little bit. Did you know that?
Yes, I heard today that if you are fully vaccinated, you can hang out with other fully vaccinated people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we getting somewhere.
Making them steps. So
that's still not at all encouraging you or deterring you, persuading you, either way, for you to get your vaccination.
Wear a mask. Especially bad breath motherfuckers. Wear a mask. It was very pleasant around here. Not smelling everybody's extra. Very, very nice. Very nice. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Fully vaccinated or those who are not vaccinated are not required to wear any masks outdoors. However, it is encouraged. In small outdoor gatherings or such as restaurants, not required to wear them. And I think the CDC said vaccinated and unvaccinated should still wear masks. So, you know, it's still encouraged that you wear masks. You can still catch something COVID-ish if you're not covered up. For a long story short, man, listen, you out here, cover up everything because it's not nice, man.
It's always a good practice in life.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So while we're laughing, man, shouts out to the executive. Shouts out to the mailman. Shouts out to a whole bunch of men. Nikki, everybody's doing a fantastic job marketing, cranking comedy, man. We're coming through May 5th, man. This is a big show. So I want to tell you why, man. We're doing a comedy show. We're doing a band show. We're having after parties. We're having appetizers, you know, and we're trying to get vendors in there. And it's just one big thing. Tell me when you heard that in Woodbridge.
At the same damn time.
And the same time.
The
so
same venue. That's
right,
awesome.
Man. Right. So,
awesome.
You know, we're helping our brothers from another brother, you know, Cinco de Mayo. It's on Cinco de Mayo. We're going to celebrate. You know, we encourage everybody to come through. You definitely don't discriminate. Everybody come through and just show love, man. So there has not been a spot where we can kind of gather together as adults, right, to kind of highlight everything that's going on. But I'm really excited to kind of do it. It's a new venture for everybody. You know, shouts out, like I said, to the executives for putting it all together and giving me the opportunity to kind of promote it a little bit. But I checked out the actors, man. These dudes is funny. Like, for real.
I remember that when we had him on here, that it was just a couple that we had on right. here.
So Mailman was on here. Marcus Glover was on here. Shouts out to Marcus Glover. And his, I don't know if you got to catch his morning show. So if you like Go-Go, you're from the DMV, you heard Go-Go, man, you got to catch his morning show, man. We winning all day, every day. I catch it every morning. I hear a new Go-Go song. And it's just rocking. It's absolutely fantastic. So shout out to him, the executive, for putting this all together. And then, you know, us being able to go there, and we're going to be shooting live.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. I'm absolutely. Looking forward to it. And, yeah, absolutely, I've been catching come his, on, Chief, come on through. Come on through. Come on through.
Have a seat. Well, Chop.
It's definitely a way to just kind of get, oh, my God, you are so cute.
I told Young Chop, say what up. Say what up. What up? What up? What up? Chop and ruin the building. Chop and ruin the building. Go ahead and have a seat, man. Go ahead and have a seat.
I didn't know you work here.
Yeah,
man, listen, man, this slight work. We good. Oh, we gonna talk about goodness. What you guys doing. You skipping practice today? This is what we doing?
No.
Oh, your brother. That's right. You're right. My bad. You got it. But no, we're out here. You know, we're celebrating everybody's excellence and kind of what they're doing. And I'm really excited to have these guests on. But Cranking Comedy, please come out May 5th. Show your love. And the ticket prices, I mean, come on, it's $20 right now.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
It's $20. Like, that's awesome. we're legitimately putting this on for the entire Woodbridge to come out and really commune with everybody and get back together, talk with adults, grown-ups, yeah. right? So it's like 25, I think it's 25 and up for women, 30 and up for men. So you know the kind of clientele that we're trying to bring in, trying to attract.
Grown and sexy.
Grown and sexy, there man. You can throw in a little button up, you know, come in there, get your shindig on, bring in a little, you know, whatever you got to do. Turn up, man, have some laughs, and enjoy, you know. So shouts out to everybody doing that. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on.
That's what's up. And, you know, laughter is good for the soul. Like, really, no joke. You know, it's been a lot of people this last year. I mean, anytime, but especially in this last year that have been, like, you know, just really stressed out about this pandemic, about
right.
Just different things, anxiety, not knowing what's going to happen. So yeah, come on out and get your laugh on. Just let it go, man. It's good for you.
Absolutely. So we're going to be announcing the band this Friday, I believe. I got to check with a few people, but I think we're going to announce, we're going to drop the band this Friday. It was a reason behind that, but we're going to drop them this Friday. So the band will be announced Friday at the latest Saturday. So that'll be all queued up. I still got 3 or 4 slots left for vendors. So if you're interested doing vendors, hit me up on my Facebook page, either on BYOV1, or you can just hit me up personally, Alex Mason, on Facebook, shoot me a DM, you know, let me know. We'll get you squared away. Again, we only got 3. It's very, very limited. Whatever business, it doesn't really matter. Just make sure that, you know, it's in accordance with everything. We're not going to just do any and everything, but
yeah,
you know,
Prince William County coming.
No, we don't need a situation. No. We're gonna make sure everything is all tight and right. So just the schedule from 5 to 6. I believe it alone. I believe it. What? I didn't even say anything. I just said make sure it's tight and right. Yep. That's all I said. Okay. You know, you gotta mess. You know who you're dealing with, people. Yeah. So, yeah, so we got that going on. Also, you can help the executives, dmvnightlife@gmail.com. You can actually hit up Tasha on IG, Sweet Miss Tiny T. T with spelled as T, sweet spelled as is. So, or you can hit Marcus Glover Sr., Marcus the Mailman Glover. He's on Facebook. You guys all know him because you guys tune into that. So, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But as we get into that, I got a few questions to ask. You know, tit for tat, real quick. So, if you are with, you're not married, and it's okay, but I just want to ask, I'm not married either. It's okay. A lot of us are married. That may not be okay. But those who are making it work, man, shouts good out to you. I got yep. you, man. Salute. You got it. But there was a question that was posted online today, right? So you're with your husband. You've been with him, you know, whatever, and your girlfriend comes over, and she comes over in, you know, some tighter than normal clothes, but you know who she is, and she comes over. How do you address that situation? Does a man have to address that situation? Am I supposed to walk away when she comes up like that and that's your friend? Because in my mind, you knew who she was before she came here.
I was about to say,
and why is she here?
I was about to say, I know my friends. I know my friends that I can have around my man, and right. I know my friends that I cannot. And I wouldn't even put any of us in that situation too, because yeah. I've seen it go down. And not be very pretty. but we all know at the end of the day, we know our, like I said, that's your friend. You know that person. You know them females. And you know the type, like I said, that you can leave around your man and the kinds that you cannot.
You're right, right. And, so. You know, and it's really nice. Don't get me wrong. I love everybody showing love for the relationship and stuff like that. But people are always out there plotting. You just got to be very mindful of that. Everybody doesn't want to say it. I'm going to say it. I don't care. You post these nice pictures and everybody's happy. Somebody wants your happiness. Somebody's going to try to steal your happiness one way or another, whether it's through hate. Or whether it's through this, they don't have the good vibes. But, you know, you just be mindful. And, you know, as long as you got that good communication, I guess, with your other significant other, I think you guys are on the right accord.
Yeah, I totally agree. And actually, let me take it a step further as well in responding to that. Number one, I typically don't keep friends like that. If I can't trust you like that, we not really friends. You're an acquaintance at the best, at the most. And I'm definitely going to keep you at a safe distance. But yeah, no, for sure. Like, if I'm in a relationship, it's me and, yeah, we're going to keep it 100. And we already know what she about. That type of female is about. And she's not about to be, you know, like I said, I'm not going to put him or any of us in a situation like that.
Right. So. Which is another thing. Why is it that, and this is not every woman, why is it that women don't keep friends? I'm not understanding this at all. There's a lot of women who just don't have a lot of friends that they got a lot of associates or whatever, but they don't hang around in big circles anymore. It's like one or two persons and then they're back at the house.
So what? I think as you get older, you grow and you mature and you realize, you know, as you go through different phases and stages of life, that everybody's not meant to be in that specific season in life with you. And I don't really think that's necessarily specific to women. I mean, you and I have talked about that, you know, about different friendships that you feel like, you know, it's not for your highest good and it's time for you to go ahead and nip it in the bud. And, you know, some people just outgrow as you evolve and grow. And other people don't grow at the same pace and, you know, and phase with you. So sometimes you got to leave them people back there and, you know, wave to them as you keep going.
Right.
Know, doing what you're doing and just, you know, love them from a distance. But I don't think that's because it's specific to females. But I know for me, like some of my best friends, I've definitely had to cut loose. And it's funny because the previous question you just asked about having the females come around,
I'm rolling it all up in one.
And it's inappropriate.
I think a lot.
It's funny because I've had to cut some of them loose because of that, you know? Mm. And it's not even necessarily about the dude at all. Right. It's about the fact that I know I can't trust you.
Right.
So once I know I cannot trust you, you stay right over there.
Right. And the big word in that, you know, that group was respect, right?
Yeah, so absolutely.
Being able to respect that. So, you know, I understood that, but I'm a petty person. So and petty in a fun way. I'm not like vindictive or whatever, but petty funny. You know, I don't want to like hurt nobody, but I'm going to tell you the truth. If she come around like that, I've already had this conversation, you know, I'm be like, yo, you need to kind of get your girl because she's over here tripping now. However,
as a female, I'm introducing you to that other female.
Right, exactly. Don't bring them around me. I don't want, like, I'm not tempted, but I don't need to be in that atmosphere. No man needs to be in that atmosphere. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But if she's presenting herself like that, she must got maybe an OnlyFans. I don't know. She advertising. I guess this is what we doing now. Listen, man, OnlyFans is heavy in the game right now. OnlyFans, I done seen everything from cooking shows to toes and all that stuff being advertised. I'm not, don't send me, I'm not paying nothing for nothing. Everything, no. I'm not an OnlyFans person. No, I'm not. However, get your money how you get your money.
I say, I told you, we talked about that. I thought you wasn't going to judge me if I did a
OnlyFans. No, you got it. I said, you got to get your money how you.
Put my feet on display.
Man, feet fetish is a big thing. Like, people are, that's not my thing, but, you know.
Thank you, JB. Thank you.
That is another way of making money, man. I don't knock a person's hustle. Do what you do. I'm just saying, she's just doing a little advertisement, and I have a feeling there will be a lot of advertisements in the upcoming weeks. I'm not in it. I'm walking right on by. I didn't learn my lesson. I don't see nothing. Whatever. Going into it, man, what are you kind of looking forward to the summer? I know that things are opening back up. I think they're doing Soul Fest in Cancun. Is it Cancun this year with Erykah Badu?
Oh, I don't know. That sounds awesome.
Soul Fest is like in January. It's right around my birthday. Well, my birthday is early January. I'm a cap. You cap too. You know how it go. But it's already sold out.
Yeah, I can believe that. People are ready to go. They got their vaccinations. They're ready to go. I don't know if I'm ready for that just yet, like a big outing like that. I mean, but, you know, I talked about it before. This is one of my favorite things to do in the summertime, go to music festivals, stuff like that. Just be out partying on a nice, beautiful summer day. But I don't know if I'm ready for all that yet, to be around that many people like that.
I think they're just rushing it. I think everything is being rushed really, really quickly. Because you got
to been hurting. A lot of businesses been hurting, right? They're like, okay, let's go ahead. We ready to make this money back that we've been missing out on.
That's why I feel that the rush for the vaccine, that's why I'm pausing for a second. I'm like, I think they're rushing because money is the root of everything right now. They're trying to get this money. Listen, they're claiming that you're safe. Ask any one of them if they took taken that vaccine, though. You probably don't know. They may not have taken that vaccine, or they may have taken a better. You know how you get the one shit? What is it called? It's not the placebo. But like the Walmart brand,
generic. You
get
you
the generic. That's what it is. Listen,
it's okay.
You get the generic brand of the vaccine. They may have like the Ultra or whatever, and they're like, "I'm good." But you get the generic. I don't know. I'm very leery. But
I've heard a couple of different conspiracy theories from actually pretty credible sources. I know one lady who actually helps distribute them, distribute the vaccinations, and she works for a government agency, she was saying how you know, I guess on the questionnaire when you fill up to sign up, mm-hmm. it asks you for your race, right? And she said she has proportionately seen that people that are non-Caucasian, they get put to the back of the line. The people that were Caucasian, they were put to the front. She noticed, like, within the course of doing it for a few weeks,
right?
You know, and I forgot the percentage, the exact numbers, but it was like maybe out of 100 people, it might have been like 2 or 3 people of color that was coming through and getting approved. That's and it's crazy. Not, you know, it was not in. It was not consistent with the amount of people that were applying or submitting their requests to get it. Mm-hmm. It was just like, I don't know exactly how they do the algorithms or how they're doing it, but she was saying, she encouraged me when I was first, you know, looking into it and seeing if I might go get it. She actually was encouraging me to select that I was Caucasian on the box. She said, they're not going to check it. And then you'll go ahead and get it instead of waiting the additional 2-3 weeks or making everybody who's non-Caucasian wait. So I've heard a lot of conspiracy theories, but like, you know, I told you last week, you know, I choose not to live in fear. And like I said, if that's God's plan for me, be taken out by the COVID, then that's my, or the vaccine, then that's my plan. That's his plan for me, you know. But other than that, I feel like I have other things to do in life right now. I'm ready to keep it moving.
I got you. Very, very, very interesting. And the next dynamic piece of the show is that we haven't had an opportunity to ask the kids how they feel about COVID, how they feeling about it being in school, or out of school, or transitioning back into school, which is another reason that we got Young Chop coming on. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about that and kind of how he feels and how he's dealing with it and, you know, the communication within the family and stuff, you know, outside of the music. So, you know, he got his own music thing going through. You know, his pop sent me the music. I was like, okay, Chop, guys. I was like, okay, Chop, okay. But, no, that was I'm very curious to hear from a child's perspective, because a lot of times we neglect to kind of ask them questions and really take the feedback and like process it and figure out the best way forward for them. So absolutely looking forward to that, and that should be enlightening, I guess, for a lot of people, being that you have kids and I have kids as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, my daughters have no they have no cut cards though. They tell me exactly how they feel at any given moment anything, which I absolutely love. You know, I want them to be that way.
Unabated.
But yeah, absolutely. Yep. I want them to say how they feel. So they're the reason, you know, and it's because of that that I let them go back to school, because they were like, Ma, yeah. We heard that we can go. They was ready. Yeah.
You notice when they came though, they never said nothing in December. Nothing in December. They didn't say nothing. Or not, I'm sorry, it wasn't December. They said nothing in January, nothing in February, all the cold months, they really didn't say anything. But when it started heating up, everybody won't go back to school.
Well, January is when they started, because I remember saying early January, telling them, I was like, let's wait till these first kids go back. I said, let's revisit this in February and see what's going on. And when they came back to me, like February the 2nd, I was like, okay, they really serious about it. Like, hey, Ma, it's February. We're going to talk about this again, like you said.
Right.
When they remember that type of stuff, it's something that's important to them. So
they don't forget.
No, they don't. It's something that, you know, now, will they have the dishes done? Like, I asked them to do the dishes? Probably not. They would have probably forgot that part. That shit don't mean nothing. They forgot it. They didn't hear that part. But the things that, you know, that matter to them, you know, for sure. So
if I had a penny every time my kid told me they had forgot something. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. My goodness.
Guess what? I forgot Christmas toys too. Guess what? Forgot to tell Santa where we live. I forgot
the new game. I forgot the new Roblox bus you asked me for. I forgot.
Hey, how about that?
Man, we ain't dealing with you, or V-Bucks, or whatever it is. I don't know. I forgot. My new word, forgot. Yep. Don't leave me alone. Don't ask me anymore.
Yeah.
But that's definitely I don't know, man. These kids play so many games now, and they're so focused on YouTube. And I don't know what is the fascination on YouTube. We had YouTube. I had YouTube. What's the fascination?
But not at that age.
YouTube was available. What you mean?
At like, well, I don't, you guys are a little older than mine, but I'm thinking mine at like 8, 7, 8. Like, I don't remember having, I guess I don't even remember having that much access to electronic devices, online, all that stuff.
I think that's it.
By the time I started, like, really, the first real memory of like being consistently on a computer, like on a being a bigger part of our lives. I remember like having AOL, loud ass dialing. You know, then you got to get on and you can't be on the phone.
It was a worst getting kicked off and the internet at the same time.
So we had, you know, that's not the same as and at that point I don't remember YouTube. At that point,
now that I mean, don't remember, I don't. Remember.
I mean, like you're YouTube is something I recall really being aware of in the last 5, 6, 7 years or so. But I could be slow. Just behind the curve, but I feel like this, the fact is, it's so readily available to them now. It's really at their fingertips, and you know, I'm fighting with the whole parental control thing and all that stuff on their devices because, you know, I want to shut everything down, but then they still need it for school, right? And some of the applications or stories or whatever that they have to access while they're doing their online school, it's via YouTube. So they have to still be able to get onto the system. Rather, I just try to shut some all that stuff all the way down, but they have to have
Now it's a train. You can't stop it. Everything is linked to an app, to this, to this, or whatever. And it's so bad that you have iOS versus Android now. So now you just got to pick a platform, which one you're going to be. And everybody's, iOS. Oh, no, Android. Now
I remember last year them telling me, Mom, you need to get the new Apple 11. I was like, what? First of all, why do you even know, you know, what that is? I haven't even heard of it. And I'm like, secondly, you don't know how much that costs. Like, you know, and what you telling me about what I need, you know, what kind of devices I need for? You know, I'm like, can you just do your schoolwork, please?
Exactly. I just want a phone to make sure my memory doesn't, because I used to get the phones and the memory would be all jacked up because you got so much stuff on your phone and it slowed down.
But that's the way of life for them now. You think about that, you know, like we did, like I said, having it so readily accessible and available. And, you know, if you think about too, like a lot, I didn't do it personally, but I know a lot of people that, like, once their kids were probably like not even two, to appease or pacify their kids, what do they do? Hand them a tablet, hand them their phone.
Yep.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So they're learning this stuff and learning how to work these programs and these systems and all these games, all this stuff from 1, 2 years old. So like that's just gonna be the way of life. So, and that's also too, like, how they're connecting to their friends, you know, now, you know, all of that. So that's the way of life for them,
and they're fast with it. They like, you give them something, you be like, all right, well, I'll be back. By that time they don't scroll through like 50 pages looking at this, edit this and change that. I'm like, yo, why'd you don't touch anything? Don't touch no settings, and definitely don't scroll in my phone. Nobody gets to my phone, bro. What do you need? You need a call?
Got a tablet? What is the number? Or something, but you're not getting my phone.
They can get the tablet. That's why I bought tablets. I'm like, what do you need? Go get the tablet. Leave my phone alone. So,
I mean, like I said, I was just, you know, that's, they're not going to know anything different. That's all they're, that's what they're going to always know. Because it's, you know, like I said, given to them from such an early age, right? Just like, and you know, that's when your brain is the largest and learning the most and, you know, you're developing. It's, you're like, they're little sponges right now. So,
but we're going to have a chance to ask them. I mean, we got, you know, we're going to have two in here and we're going to ask them, like, look, you know, what is going on? How are you guys learning this? Because back, I mean, well, I'll go ahead and say it. Back in my day, that's fine. I don't care. Oregon Trail was a thing. You know,
oh,
I was pumped. Like, you go.
Yes, I love me some Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail was a dope.
So you get out with that, knock you out with that diphtheria.
Oh, my gosh. That, the snake in the river get me every time. I was hurting. I was like, man, I don't know how many times I cursed in class just off of that.
But see, that's what I'm saying. That's what we had, right? If you even just think back to how it looked and how slow the pixels were moving and all that stuff, like, compare that to, like, what they see now. Like, it's just tapping. Go, you know, whatever they want to know, whatever they need to know. It was funny too, like, I really realized how much of an impact, and again, it's just embedded in them, that it had. I think it was actually pre-COVID. One of my daughters was doing her math homework and she was asking Alexa, you know, Alexa, what's 5 + 6 or whatever, you know? And I was like, you know what, and I was like a little bit mad at her, but at the same time I was like, that's very resourceful. You know, very it's very, that was very, actually that's kind of genius. I was like, you know, and I was like, I don't know that it ever would have dawned on me to ask Alexa to do my math homework for me, you know? And I was like, okay, let's stop. This is not how we're going to do this. Not how you're going to learn. But
I didn't tell them
at the same time, I
was
like,
I bought me a Google Tower ASAP. I was like, this is what we're doing.
They can't do it in school when they got to take their SOLs and
stuff. Yes, they can. They're allowed to have their phones and devices and everything. It's done for them.
Well, my kids don't have their own devices.
They don't have their own devices?
They're 8, so no. They don't. So anyway, regardless, I want them to be able to think on their own. Like, I remember even when we used to use like the TI-82 calculators, whatever, right? The calculator. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Don't stop. You stop it. We was in the same classes.
You're right.
The TI-82, the little scientific calculator.
I still don't know what 80% of those buttons work. I don't know.
But even when we were learning those, right, like, fortunately, the teachers that I had, they always encouraged me to learn how to do the math in my head, you know, yep. or write it on the paper, whatever. And, like, still to this day, yep. I can calculate my change like that, you know, at the store, whatever. I just want to be able for them to be able to think through it and understand numbers and understand whatever. What if you don't have a device? What if it's your battery's dead on your device? You know, whatever you need. I want you to still be able to think and not be reliant on electronic, on some type of electronic device to come. You know, help you figure out whatever you need to do to move on in your life, you know? Don't you use your brain?
Well, they do things different now. Like, it's different now. They got math equations that I don't even understand. I'm like, why don't you just... I even be like, why don't you just do that? But you can't be like, well, why don't you just do that? Now I am like, just do this. Because that, I don't know. I don't understand this math.
The new
formula.
Math. The new process they
I'm
got.
I'm like, look, man, can you count your money? Yeah. You know how much money you got?
I mean, and that's right at the end of the day, right? Yes. We need to get down to the basics,
you know
right?
where your money's going? Okay. All right. That's what's up, man. So... Yeah, shout out to Mario. What up, Mario? What's up, Chief? What's going on? What's going on? Mario in the building. He came through and in support. That's what's up. I appreciate it. He's supposed to be at Brightest Chief. You got the day off, too?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen, man. So, we have it in community, man. Shout out to PME, the whole organization, man. We out here helping these kids, you know, all the way from what, four years old, all the way up to 15, 16, 17, 8 years old. Just training them, getting their mind right, getting them all ready to go from a football perspective, but also from a mentor perspective, trying to guide them in the right direction. So, shout out to them and all that good stuff going on. So, we're coming at the bottom of the hour, and I just got a really quick question for you. Are you absolutely ready for the football season? Because a lot of stuff is going on. And this is a little different for me because, as you know, the recruiting was a little different. Even how they recruit at the high school level is different. They're reclassing. You know, you're able to reclass seniors now, and sophomores are not reclass. They're able to get their eligibility of year eligibility back, forcing scholarships to dwindle for that next recruit, you know, that next group of athletes. And I know for sure because I still got a few dogs out there. And they're like, yo, this school only got 5 scholarships versus them having 20 before.
Wow.
You know, and it's a really tough situation for these college kids, man. I really feel for them, man. And before I was like, yo, you should be good. Like, you at home, you chilling.
Yeah.
But when you look at it on the back end, like, they kind of hurting, though.
So I wasn't aware of any of that. But so is that something that I don't know if you were new or not, but like after this next year, after, you know, we kind of get back into to the flow of things, mm-hmm. it kind of matriculate back to being normal, do you think? Or
I think
it's going to take a while.
This 2020 is going to have to sacrifice.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a sacrifice. I'm sorry, but y'all going to have to take this L because they got to get back together. I mean, somebody has to either on the front end or the back end, and I think they're doing it both ways.
It's going
to
be, probably, I would think, spread out a little bit, right, between a couple different years. That's really crazy. That's really sad. You know, I don't know if it's sad, but I don't know
how you get that back.
Yeah, I mean, how do we get a lot of this shit back? Like you said, we just kind of take a lot of that stuff on the chin, you know, with 2020. Right. And, you know, kids graduating and, you know, going to their first years of college and all the different things that, you know, people typically be experiencing, you know, funerals, weddings, all that stuff. You know, a lot of birthdays, we've missed out on a lot of celebrations. So,
But
I didn't even think about that. That's absolutely, that's crazy.
Well, even college kids, I mean, they weren't able to go on the campus right now. How are you going to phase that in? You know, I went to HBCU. I don't know if they have a phase in plan or not. You know, how are they planning to re-implement and put people back in the population? Right. Are they going to do it by vaccines or not vaccinated? And how are you going to check that? And do you have to carry a card? There's so many questions right now. But, you know, I just wanted to bring light to that. You know, shout out to everybody who's still grinding, doing their football thing, or any athlete, basketball, volleyball, hockey, lacrosse. I mean, PME just started up a lacrosse program right now. You know, shout out to anybody who's still grinding and working hard, looking for those scholarships, man. So we're going to work for you guys. You guys just keep working hard. Us adults, we're going to have to figure it all out.
But that's crazy.
It is what it is. Well, we're going to make it. We're going to kick a couple more of these. We're going to figure it out, though. But we're coming to the bottom of the hour. We'll be bringing on Young Rue, Young Chop, have a lot of discussion, a lot of talks. But before we get into that, Miss Tasha, I think you have a few gifts that you wanted to mention for Mother's Day, I believe.
Yes, I wanted to keep it light on the pure romance front today since we got the little ones in here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely. No problem. I definitely wanted to, for anybody who doesn't know, Natasha Woods, I'm a pure romance consultant. I have been for a little bit over 2 years now. We specialize in having in-home parties for ladies. We demo massage products, bedroom accessories, lingerie, etc. But I just wanted wanted to take this opportunity to provide some alternatives. Besides all that, we have Bath and Body products as well. So we really do have things for everybody, for grandma, for the kids, for everybody. We really do have something for everybody for Pure Moment. So, but because hopefully you guys are aware that Mother's Day is coming up very shortly here on the 9th of May. And hopefully you've got your grandmas and your moms and your aunties and everybody all set up. Actually, I put some gift boxes together. Be careful with the bottom of that box real quick. But I put some gift boxes together for mom or auntie or whoever. And we have different tiers, I guess, of gift boxes. So I have a $69 box, I have a $99 box, I have a $100 plus box, kind of depending on what you want, what your preferences are. Starting with the one that Pressure had up. Yeah, so that one, the first one, that'll be the kind of the lower tier, the basic tier. That's going to be your skincare products. Going to be your Body Do, which is a hydrating body oil. It's going to be like your we have bubble bath, and it's one thing I don't think I've actually brought that on here before, is the bubble bath and the body wash. And it's really cool, Pure Romance, because they make sure that it's pH balanced, and so for people that have particularly sensitive skin or different issues like that, that's really amazing. We have all these different amazing fragrances as well. So that's the skincare box. You'll start with there. And then we have, let me go actually to here next. To the $99 box is the massage box. So I don't know if you guys have seen before. In our first episode, I brought the Burning Desire, the massage candle on. Mm-hmm. And I did a demo on Pressure. He was gracious enough to let me rub on his arm. Mm-hmm. And I have the massage gloves, massage oil, and a couple different things, some cleaner for the gloves and things like that that'll come with that. So we go from mild to wild. So for the mamas or aunties or sisters or whoever that you're going to get a Mother's Day gift for, that's more on a little bit on the wild side. I do have a gift box that has things that go buzz in the night. Also to the toy tote and the cleaner to go with it. Regardless of what box you get, it's going to be at least a $20 deduction from the value of everything that's in the box. If you have any other specialty items or anything that you'd want to see in it, just feel free to let me know. You can definitely get in contact with me. My website is www.pureromance.com/Natasha Woods, and my contact information is on the website. You can also reach out to me on Facebook. I'm Natasha Woods, and then Instagram is TeaPartiesByPR. So
thanks so much, Tasha.
Yep.
As we come back, coming through, Young Rue, Young Chop. Appreciate you guys. Stay tuned as we get set up for them. Thanks.
M-E-T-R-O. With the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier, you folding the pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing. You know it's my way like Usher. Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's schedule. I ride by my lonely cause these niggas telling.
Snitch.
And you know that I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feeling. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Ben set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it stepping. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. Holding that water, won't spell it.
I will.
When I die, nigga, secrets. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's
pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. Pressure bus pipes, we know you ain't right. Neighborhood news channel on site.
Lose less, but he never wanna fight. Smoking pressure, I be high as a kite.
pressure. I perform quite nice. Circle small, cause these niggas ain't right. We ain't never been cool or tight. Thoroughbreds keep around me all night.
If you got a problem, nigga, we'll solve. Lay him down so he can't do no talking. I blame, man, this hammer get the sparking. Niggas ain't safe, he ain't moving target.
Once I see him, then you know that I got a power for the shit that he popping. Bodies flow like a shook up bottle. Won't fold, but that.
All right. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, appreciate you guys hanging in there as we transition. So before we get into our interview with Young Rue and Young Shot, we got a few shout outs to our sponsors. Definitely appreciate it. I'll let Tasha go ahead and kick it off.
Just real quick, I just wanted to make sure to let everybody know. I work with Dr. Zerlene Chambers, who's a longtime OBGYN in the Northern Virginia area. She has been reaching out to expanding her aesthetics unit. Mm-hmm. So she's wanting to be doing an open house tomorrow to promote some of the services that she's providing to the community, to include laser hair removal, fat sculpting, muscle toning. She's got a wealth of equipment there at her office where she's going to be promoting and providing these services. And so she's going to have an open house tomorrow night at 6:00. Please feel free to reach out to her and her team so you can register for it. She always gives out crazy promotions and deals when she does these open houses. So she can be reached at 703-441-3555 or on her website, which is www.drzerlenechambers.com.
All right. And our second sponsor for today's show, we want to shout out to the executive shooting a Cinco de Mayo shoot. We got the cranking comedy going on. So provided us with some nice shirts. We're going to give that to Young Rue and Young Chop.
Here you go, sir. A little something for Thank you. A little swag. And you're a little swag for
appreciate
you.
It.
Appreciate you guys coming Thanks. Through.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. And a pair of free tickets for you guys to come in. Chop, that's for you. Mario, that's for you. Definitely appreciate you guys for stepping through, spending time with us for a little bit. So let's get right into it. Chop, what's going on, man? I didn't know you was up in the... What's going on? You up here rapping, man? Mm-hmm. You up here blazing it up, huh?
Yeah.
Turn it up. I like it. I like what you're doing. Where'd you get the passion to start, you know, your music career?
My dad started helping me do it.
Your dad started? Oh, man. That's dope.
I wanted to do it because my dad did do it. I want to have a whole family rap, so I did it with my dad do.
Oh, man. Wow. That's good. That's real dope. That's really good because a lot of people are not able to have that. And the fact that he's able to step in and do that, I know you got to be proud of your pops. You got to be. Right, he's mm-hmm. even out there helping me with football too.
Yeah,
he is. What team you coach for?
Playmakers.
Feel me? That's what we doing. Okay, yeah. Just want to make sure. So, how many albums do you kind of have in the works, and what you got going on? What are you looking forward to doing with your dad, or with yourself, or with your brothers, or your siblings?
First, I like doing with my brother because we get to play together, go yep. outside, yep. and do all of that.
That's good. Are you enjoying it? Do you enjoy COVID? I know there's a lot of COVID going on. You got to stay home a lot. You seem like you like being outside. You outside person?
Yes.
You like being outside? How has COVID kind of affected you? Do you like being inside away from school, or do you ready to go back to school, or what?
I'm ready to go back to school. I want to go to school in person. I like homeschool too, though.
Yeah. Okay, gives you more time with your family. Mm-hmm. You love your family, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Everything's good. That's good, man. That's good. So when's your next music album gonna drop? Are you gonna give us a little teaser? What's going on? Or when are you dropping some new music so we know?
I wanna drop it like 40 years. 40 years ago.
You 40 years
ago. late.
You said their project been in the works, man, before I was even here.
They just got to catch up to you,
right,
huh,
man? You said you ahead of your time. Is that what it is? You ahead of your time.
Yeah.
Salute, chief. I appreciate it.
So, what do you like to rap about?
My brothers, my dad, my mom, my auntie, our pop, my grandpa,
and family.
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You have a big family?
Mm-hmm.
How many brothers and sisters?
One sister, and I think about 5 brothers.
Yeah, you got a big family. you got a big family, like man. Listen, man, I ain't messing with y'all. Y'all rolling deep.
You got it right, too. That's
what's up, man. That's good. Man, listen, Chop is a smart kid.
So what grade are you in, Chop?
I'm in kindergarten.
In kindergarten, okay. So I guess that's got to be tough doing it at home, huh? Doing like PE and recent. Do you do like jumping jacks in the living room and push-ups and stuff like that for PE?
I guess so, yes. We got to do I think we do PE is something where you work out and do. We have sometimes we do science, library.
Yes. That's good.
What's your favorite subject?
My favorite one is PE.
You like PE?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you like sports, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always fun.
Now, I will say this. Chop is very aggressive on the football field, man. Chop likes to hit people. He likes to hit people hard, man. Well, you know, he's all over the place, but he's a kid, so I like the energy. You know, he brings a lot of heart, and you know, the whole 4 and 5 U and the 6 and 7 U and the 7 and 8 U. I mean, they got some tough kids, man. They got some really, really good kids, and I'm glad that, you know, your dad's able to lead you down the right path, in which case, you know, we're going to talk a little about him and kind of what he's doing and stuff like that. But before we get to that, are you really good with the phones and the devices? Are you on YouTube a lot? No?
Not really.
Oh.
Sometimes my brother be on YouTube a lot. I be on it too sometimes. Sometimes he watch YouTube videos. He watch football. Uh-huh. Sometimes we even play flag football.
Okay.
You're going to have your own YouTube channel soon, huh? You're going to be on there yourself. Mm-hmm. Promoting yourself.
And I even have my own app. Where you can buy all my clothes.
What?
Yeah, okay. Oh, the merch?
Okay.
Got the merch?
I tell you out here.
Hey, do it, baby.
That's good, man.
I guess having your brothers around, too, they probably help make you tough. Like Coach Mations was saying, I guess if you're out there wrecking everybody else, I guess your brothers helped you be tough, right? Yeah. That's what they're for, right?
That's good, man. Good job, Chop. That's what's up. Listen, I'm looking forward to the new music, the football career you got coming up. You know, your school career, you're learning, you're doing good, you're on the right path, you have really good mannerisms. I mean, you pronounce your words really well, you speak well, and you hold yourself well. You know, you're not all around, all over the place. And ladies and gentlemen, he's kindergarten. This is good. We're good right here, man. Shouts out to you, man. Shouts out. You want to shoot any shouts out to anybody out there? Any friends you want to say what's up to?
Shout out to Mason.
To Mason?
Yeah, because first I saw everybody on Instagram. First I saw Mason and Kingsley? Yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah, okay. They're your partners. Okay, Chief. All right. So, man, appreciate you coming through, and I'm going to holler at your pops. Man, the myth, the legend right here, man. Young Rude, man. Ruda, what's going on, Chief?
Chilling, bro. What's good?
Man, I'm out here, man. Trying to make a few moves. I see what you're doing. Yeah. Highly appreciate it, man. And I'll be honest with you. The first time, you know how you hear scuttlebutt around town and stuff like that? You hear music and stuff like that? Oh, don't do that. Don't do that to me. I call it a scuttlebutt.
You said scuttlebutt. That was on you.
It's a scuttlebutt, man. Cooler talk, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Yeah. But anyway, because there's a lot of local rappers that just don't make it to the next level. But I feel that you're at another level than other folks are. And there's a few of them out there that are like that, you know. But what kind of got you there? I know you went through a lot of different things and changes in your life. What got you to this next level? Because personally, I heard your music. Mario posted it one day. I think it was first day out. Yeah. That joint right there, no hooks, just straight lyrics and fire. Like, what got you to that level?
Just grinding and being around like a lot of good people, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas that get up here be like, me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I put in the work, but I had good support, you feel me? Like PT, Mario, you feel me? Like, you know, my dog Mo, you feel me? He was like one of the biggest artists I worked with from around the way. You know what I'm saying? So the first time me and him got together, he just like gave me that boost to get on a higher level than what I was. And then once I got on mine, you know, we did, you know, me and Clapper, shout out Clapper, me and Clapper did a lot of things together, and you know what I'm saying, it just took off, the joint with Fetty Wap.
Yep.
We got unreleased joint with Johnny Cinco, like, we did this, like, before I went to prison, and, you know what I'm saying, just grinding and then having this the right support around me just helped me elevate.
Right, and you went down for a little bit, you know, and you came back out, you know, and I know that was a different mindset going in and coming out of that. How were you able to manage all of that? I know there's a lot of changes that happened.
Yeah, I mean, just being mentally strong. Like, I tell people all the time, it's funny because it's like my father prepared me for situations like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we used to get, we used to get beat. Don't get it messed up. But when he used to punish us, he used to punish us like we was in prison. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, we eat in our room. Don't come out for months. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We wear the same stuff. Like, you take your clothes off. You got a pair of khakis and a white shirt. No. Like, real talk, for months until your grades get right. So, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying it as a bad way. It's like, my pops helped me prepare for a situation like that.
Right.
It's like, I seen this shit before. You feel me? Like, so, it's just like, once I got in there, I just was already, I knew how to be by myself. I knew how to stay in a room. I knew how to, you know what I'm saying, move, maneuver.
Right.
And then, you know what I'm saying, like, my family, knowing my kids was out there, knowing that I still could get a second chance, it made me, it motivated me to just, you know what I'm saying, elevate myself while I was in there, reading a lot. You know what I'm saying, tapping in with Mario, tapping in with this person, that person, tapping in with Mo, seeing what's going on out there, seeing how I could come home and, you know what I'm saying, make my imprint, and, you know what I'm saying, still be relevant.
Right, and you're making a big impact on the community, you know, because you're out there coaching. I mean, I'm coaching with you. You know, you're out there with your sons, getting in there, getting in the mix, and you actually know what you're talking about, which is very helpful. There's a lot of dads that don't know and try to do some. I'm just being real. There's a lot of dads that don't know. They try to do some stuff, but he actually knows his stuff, and then it's helping and not overstepping and stepping in where needed, which is a very big help because we need all the male figures that we can get to help these young kids to get to where they need to go, especially in today's time. I mean, you've seen what happened in Minneapolis. You've seen what happened all over the world, you know, George Floyd. And, you know, we got to be very mindful to teach our kids right, because sometimes even though we're going right, we have to make a right decision. And sometimes it's very difficult in that heat of the moment. You know, you got to make the conscious decision. So, you know, that's really, really good. I know you had to say something. I'm sorry I stepped in.
No, I didn't.
So as you know, I know you got a few events coming up. I saw something with April 30th.
Yeah, this Friday at Club Aura in West Virginia, Martinsburg. We going up, man. So make sure y'all come. West Virginia all the way open. That club don't close till 3 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? One of the biggest clubs out there. So
said what, COVID, huh?
Yeah. If you can make it, come through, man. You know, I'm gonna put on a show. You know what I'm saying? Basically, I'm gonna give y'all a little in-house concert. I got T-Streets coming out, my brothers. You know what I'm saying? A few other artists that's gonna come and perform with me. So, you know what I'm saying? Pull up.
You pulling on the fam. That's what's up. Like, yeah. And then you turn around, you got football to coach too, bro?
Yeah,
you
gonna Saturday, make that? Sunday. Yo. We out Richmond all week.
But it's, you know, it's a beauty in the balance, right? Like, when you go out and do all those things and you're trying to, you know, make your dreams happen and come through, and then you have the time where you get to spend with your kids and your family, right? And keeps you grounded and keeps you reminding, right, why you're doing it all, right? Yeah. And what life is really all about. So that's a beautiful thing.
So what are some of the things that, and I know you talked about a little bit reading and stuff like that, what are some of the things that you pulled away, because you had a lot of time to yourself to think and reflect? What are some of the things that you pulled away while you were in there, while you were under and stuff like that? What kind of kept your mind like, you know what, when I get out, I'm going to hit the ground running, as you did hit the ground running first day out?
Yeah. Just, you know what I'm saying, just wanting to do better. Like, you know what I'm saying, once you get, you know, I used to get caught up in it because I thought I knew, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. Everybody else, you think you know, I mean, but then you don't know until you experience it. You know what I'm saying? So once I got in there, it was like, damn, I was in the way. You feel me? Like, I could admit it. You feel me? Like,
in your own way.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, I was in the way. You feel me? Like, the niggas I was messing with, the things that I indulged in, you feel me? Like, still to this day, I'm working at bettering myself. But it was like, I was all the way in my own way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So once I realized that, I just used it like, all right, boom, I got to do this different. You know what I'm saying? How can I learn this? You know what I'm saying? I call home, my bro and them tell me something. If I like it, I'd be like, all right, shit, how can I incorporate my swag on it? Or, you know what I'm saying? Just realizing that it's like, if I don't do this time the right way, I done wasted it. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I done wasted double. You feel me? I lost 5. So if I'd have came back out here and been in the way again, it was like, I should have lost 10.
So would you almost say then, could you consider it a blessing, the time that you had to pause and refocus and kind of get your mind right and everything?
Most definitely. Like, so much happened, like,
a lot of growth,
so many
in that
people
time.
Died, you know what I'm saying? Some of my homies caught fed cases and stuff, like, dudes I was with every day. So it's like, you know, everything, I believe in everything happened for a reason, whether it's good or bad. You know what I'm saying? You either you learn from it, or, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And we were literally just talking about that earlier today, you know, tightening the circle. You know, sometimes you got to chop off a few branches, sometimes it's a few limbs, you don't know what it is. Yeah. But you got to get back to centering yourself. to being around good folks and good people. And then once you get around those good people, really reverberate that vibe throughout to spread that, you know, that love. And you're doing it through football. You know, you're doing it through your music. You're putting your pain in your music. And there's a difference. Like, there's people who make music, and there's people who actually put work in to make the music. And there's very few in this area who does that. I know Clappers out there does that. You know what I'm saying? HB, you know, shout out to Snake, Renegade, shout out to Renegade, stuff like that. You know, same circles and stuff. Yeah. But, you know, they actually really perfected their craft and really honing in and really getting it tailored. So, you know, it's a reason why he came on here, a reason why he came on this show, and to show people that, you know, we do go through things, and everybody's not perfect. That's, we got to go through, you know, ups and downs, this and that, you know, and as we go through that, you know, as long as we have a good support system, we're going to be all right, and you're willing to change and mature, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying for you. And you had a voice out here, you know, you had Mario out here fighting for you, you know what I'm saying, a few other folks fighting for you, you know what I'm saying? So when you get out, you were straight. So how does that feel to know when you come out, you know, people got your back?
Yeah, that's the best feeling, you feel me? Like, it, support is everything. Like, nobody can't do this shit alone, you feel me? Like,
right.
You could do so much by yourself, you know what I'm saying? And just imagine if you had others that can help you, how stronger you would be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's a blessing to have people in your corner, you know what I'm saying? Even though sometimes you can't let everybody know that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know what I'm saying, deep down, like, I appreciate everybody. Like, that shit don't go unnoticed, you feel me?
And why you think you can't let people know that?
Because some people don't deserve to know that, you know what I'm saying? Some people will hold it over your head. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Certain things you just keep, like, you know, but they know anyway, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Motherfuckers will be quick to tell you, like, you know what I'm saying? I helped you, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, or... You know what I'm saying? You ain't, you know, even if it's a good way, it don't got to be no carrying, like, you know what I'm saying? Use an example like my mama, and like, I told you so, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be here when nobody else ain't, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing, you feel me?
Well, I was just going to say, I feel like you should let people know that you appreciate them when you have the opportunity, because you never know when you won't have an opportunity to do it, so, but...
Yeah.
Teach us on. You know, so, we all come from different walks of life and different stuff. Absolutely. And, you know, and that's good. As long as people are there to support you, I think that's really good.
It's genuine.
You know, thank you. Mm-hmm. It's a great word to put it. Yeah. Genuine support. You really want to do it. You're not expecting anything on the back end. I just want to do it because that's my folks. This is what we want to do. You know, and that's kind of what we do over here at BYOB. You know, we want to be able to show that there are good people out here, and they're really trying to do something positive in the world, especially Woodbridge, our area, Manassas, your area. You know, we can go on up and down the line, you know, Fredericksburg and so on and so forth. But, you know, we got to support ourselves, and then we can start supporting everybody else. Mm-hmm. So I think we should start doing that within. So don't you got to show? You got to show what, back or what? Who's it?
That joint on the 15th.
On the 15th?
Yeah, Fairfax. It's one of them bands. We lined up.
It don't matter. He said he locked in.
Like, I'm gonna be there.
We gonna line it up all summer, man. We trying to bring it back. Of course, y'all know Mario be throwing the best parties.
I already know. I'm sure.
I seen y'all plugged in with a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to get, you feel me, just get back active. You feel me? Like,
there you go.
Listen, man. Eventually we gonna connect. You know, I'm gonna talk with Mario, you know, offline or whatever. But we gotta figure out to make. The best parties and keep them the best
parties.
And keeping the good people in the same circle
and
have a good, genuine time without all the extra, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely leave the extra stuff. It's already, the world already shut
crazy
down for COVID.
Enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So all that extra rah-rah. Right. I'm here to tell y'all, first, especially the young niggas, ain't nothing cool about going to prison. Ain't nothing cool about beefing with another man. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the money, take care of your family. You know what I'm saying? Hide your flaws. You feel me? Like, I think that's why a lot of people get into the shit they get into, because your weaknesses, you show them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Muslim, and that's like one of the main things that we supposed to do. We know we not perfect, but I'm so, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that my knowledge precedes my action and speech. So if I don't know, or if I feel like I'm about to act ignorant, I hide it. I do that shit by myself. Won't none of y'all see it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, just, you know what I'm saying, if you young, I've been there before, you feel me? You don't got to show your gun. You ain't got to show your drugs. You ain't got to show your money. Mm-hmm. Hide your flaws.
Especially on social media. Please keep that shit away. Please stop doing that. I'm so sick of seeing people breaking the law on social media. Please stop.
Hide your flaws.
Please.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you doing real stuff, people ain't going to talk. But when you got weaknesses showing, like, that's when people talk. That's the ammunition they need.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Now you beefing. Now you got to catch dude at the club.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So just hide it.
I just wanted to just kind of elaborate a little bit on what you're saying. To me, I feel like I found recently that there's power in also to acknowledging and understanding your flaws as well,
yeah.
right? And just kind of looking into whatever your dark side is, right? The things that, like you said, hold you back, right? Yeah. Especially if you're holding yourself back and you're in your own way, yeah. right? Just kind of tapping into it and understanding. And so you can understand yourself better and love yourself and just, like I said, just understand your whole self better, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Absolutely. So I appreciate that. So, you know, we're getting closer to our hour, but before we get there, man, you know, you went in, you know, one way, you came out another way a little bit bigger, man. You hit the weight room and all that stuff. You still doing that? You good. You ready to go, huh?
Listen, you going in there, you got to occupy your time somehow.
Right.
So I got off on working out and, you know what I'm saying, basketball, stuff like that. I still hit the weight room every day. Like, I still keep that. You feel me? We getting older.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got six sons. And I know how it was when we was coming up. We used to plot on trying to get my dad. I know they can't wait to get me. You know what I'm saying? I know they can't wait to get me. So I got to stay right.
Yeah, but
got to stay right.
That's, yeah, definitely. Especially as we start to get, you know, longer in the tooth, so to speak. But, you know, being able to mind, body, soul, and really investing in that. And a lot of people... Mm-hmm. You know, you invest in one, but not necessarily the other. You got to understand, your self-care with a physical perspective, just getting up and just walking around more than what you do, does a lot to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you're training your mind to be better.
Absolutely.
And you're getting, every day, you're getting better. It's a machine. Your mind's a machine. I mean, your body's a machine. Your mind's a machine. Your soul feeds your spirit. Everything, all good vibes, and good things are going to come to you. You know, and I just truly believe that. I've seen, you know, Rue go through practice, and then right after practice, he went to go say his prayer over there in the corner. You know, and that's dedication. You know, you're dedicated to the spirituality that you are, and you're true to that. So that's a true person. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the reasons we bring people like that on the show, because we want to surround ourselves with those type of good folks.
Yeah. Absolutely. So let me ask you, what is, now that you have a fresh, you know, mindset on life and things and what you want to do, like, what is your, do you have like an ultimate goal, or are you just kind of open to whatever the world's bringing to you?
My ultimate goal is, you feel me, just to be better for them, you know what I'm saying, leave them something, you know what I'm saying, like, I done lived mine for real, you know what I'm saying, like, of course, that it's still things that I want to accomplish,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, but it's like to the point to where if I accomplish it, I do, but I know I gotta accomplish something for them, you know what I'm saying, I gotta leave my kids with something,
right.
I gotta, you know what I'm saying, I gotta make it easier for them,
generational,
you know,
wealth,
because if I don't, I feel like I'm gonna fail if I don't make it easier for them. I could get whatever, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. if I get it and don't do right with it, or it put me in a position to go back to prison or something like that, I failed them. So I just want to have something, my ultimate goal is have something legit for my kids so they could be successful. So when they grow up, their life don't got to be as hard as mine. And then they could leave it for who they want to leave it for, their kids, or, you know what I'm saying? Just I just want to change my family structure.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And that's tough because, you know, you're changing the complete and total mindset and the dynamic to leave generational wealth. And sometimes, I hate to use the word sacrificial, but sometimes somebody has to go in there and, like, lead that, knowing that you're not going to get all that back, but you leave something for them, which will make them better. You know what I'm saying? So that,
but then in turn makes you better.
It does.
You know,
because it pushes
circle.
You to be better. Yeah,
it's full circle.
Yeah, because you got to push through them trying times. There's been plenty of times where I'm like, yo, this is a long day, this is a long week, or this is a long month, you know, or a long year, you know. And sometimes, I mean, honest with you, as a black man, you know, we are kind of taught you can't really express yourself necessarily to everybody. You got to kind of keep that in, because, as Young Rue was saying, like, as soon as you show that weakness, somebody coming after you.
Yeah.
One way or another, whether you're in this lane, or whether you're in that lane, or whether, it doesn't even matter. Somebody just lurking to find that blood in the water and go attack. So we had to really, you know, hold everything inside internally and work it out ourselves. So we go through our own struggles,
yeah.
you know, our own internal demons that we got to work on by ourselves a lot of the time. So I commend you trying to just change that in itself, because I know that's a big undertaking as well.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're just always a constant work in progress, right?
Yeah, right? That's the way life goes. It is what it is. But, yeah, we're at the top of the hour right now. 8 o'clock's approaching us really quick. So just shout out again, Young Rue, Young Chop, man. Young Chop got some new beats, new stuff coming up. You know, what's your latest song? What you got going on there, Chop? What's your latest song?
My favorite one.
What's your favorite one? Yep.
My favorite one is Heartbreak, and I made that for my girlfriend.
Oh snap. early in trouble. So you got a young entrepreneur out there in kindergarten. It's bad out here. Stay out them streets.
Stay out the schoolyard. Stay out the school.
Stay away from the lunch boxes and everything. I can't do it, man. But definitely appreciate you. You know, Mario, appreciate you. Young Rue, appreciate you. Young Chop, appreciate you coming through.
Yeah. So anybody that's looking forward to following you, hearing more of y'all music, whatever, how can they reach out to you? How can they get in touch with y'all? How can they follow you guys?
Hey, man, Instagram, Squad Young Rue, SQADYUNGRU. And then my son, tell him who you is on Instagram, Young Chop, two times.
YUNGCHOP2X. He said he's good. His manager got it.
That's what's up. Thank you for coming and joining us.
Appreciate you guys always, man. Come through. We're gonna holler at you guys. Hopefully, we see you two at the comedy show this 5th on Cinco de Mayo. You know, Chop, see you this weekend. You know, football, all that type of stuff. Rue too. Mario too. He up there, coach. We all out there. We invading Richmond this weekend. Just to let you know. Put you on notice. We'll be out in Richmond. Hit you guys up. Appreciate y'all. Y'all take care. Be blessed.
Thanks.
Take it easy. Go.
Oh, man, what's up?
Marco Polo. Snow Goons. Yeah. You know, sometimes life throws punches, man. And we may not always duck those punches. So when it hits you, that's when you're supposed to fight the hardest. You know, tough times never last though. Tough people do.